There are some interesting differences between this story that we've just heard, this story from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, this story about the woman at the well, and the story we heard last week from John 3, the story of Nicodemus, the story that Randy Miller preached about. For one thing, today's story is about a conversation that Jesus had with a woman, while last week's story is about a conversation that Jesus had with a man. In last week's story, Jesus had an encounter with a fellow Jew. But in the story we've just heard, Jesus' encounter is with somebody who is not a fellow Jew, but somebody from an entirely different religious and ethnic group. He has a conversation with a Samaritan. Last week, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Why at night? Perhaps because he was embarrassed to be seen in the presence of Jesus. But in today's story, it's Jesus who goes to the woman, and he goes to her at high noon, in broad daylight, in a very public place, by the well outside the city of Sychar. And in the story last week, the conversation that Nicodemus has with Jesus is rather limited. I mean, Nicodemus comes to Jesus. He starts off with some pleasantries. "Teacher, we know you're sent from God because nobody else could do the things you do." And Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, unless you are born again, you can't even see the reign of God." And Nicodemus says, "Huh? How can I be born again? Can I go a second time in my mother's womb?" And Jesus launches into a soliloquy, and that's the last thing that Nicodemus has to say. But on the other hand, this conversation between Jesus and the woman at the well is probably the most extensive conversation between Jesus and anybody else in all of the Gospels. Back and forth and back and forth. She says 7 different things in the conversation, and Jesus says 8 things. And she challenges Jesus, she questions Jesus, she answers questions. It's a real conversation. Over the course of it, they get someplace, and each person is changed as a result of it. But perhaps the most interesting difference of all between these two stories is the way they end up. Because the story of the conversation with Nicodemus with Jesus, after Jesus goes into his soliloquy, we really don't hear from Nicodemus again, and he starts to fade into the narrative background so that we don't know what happens to him as a result of having this conversation. We don't know what kind of space he is in at the end of this discussion that he's had. But with this woman, she comes out with more and more clarity through the course of the conversation, and Jesus also reveals himself more clearly. And by the end of the conversation, the readers didn't get to this point, but it says that the woman left her water jar by the well and went off into the village and began to tell her neighbors and friends about the amazing conversation she had had with Jesus. Does that remind you of anything, leaving her water jar and going to tell the good news? Kind of reminds me of the story in the Synoptics about the call of Simon and Andrew, who Jesus said, "Follow me and I'll make you fishers of people." And they dropped their nets and they followed Jesus and they became disciples. This woman hears Jesus' call. She leaves her water jar and she goes off to be the apostle of Jesus to the Samaritan nation. 2 stories that John is setting in contrast with each other. One of the difficulties we have in the church interpreting stories like this stem from the fact that they are such familiar stories. The church has been telling these stories for 2,000 years, and preachers have been traveling the same interpretive paths over and over again so that we kind of dig ruts into the ground, that we can't get out of these interpretive ruts that we've made. One of the ruts that we've gotten into is the interpretation that this woman is a person of questionable morality. And I guarantee you, in thousands of churches around the world today, preachers are going to go up and talk about this woman who's had five husbands and is living with a man who is not her husband, and start to question her morality, especially in this day of family values. But I honestly don't think that has anything to do with what this story of the encounter of Jesus and the woman at the well is all about. What is this stuff about her five husbands? Most scholars think that this is an allusion to another story in the Old Testament found in the 17th chapter of 2 Kings. There's not going to be a quiz on this, so you can relax. But 2 Kings 17 talks about the time in the year 721 BCE when the nation of Israel fell to the Assyrian Empire. And the people of Israel, which is the northern part of Israel, were taken off into exile. And the Assyrians repopulated the cities of Israel and Samaria with people from elsewhere in their empire. And that chapter specifically mentions the five Assyrian cities whose residents came to repopulate the cities of Samaria. And it specifically says that they brought their household idols with them. So that in the cities of Samaria, you had people from these five Assyrian cities now worshiping five different sets of idols. So in this conversation that Jesus is having with the Samaritan woman, she is really representing the whole Samaritan people. And they are talking together about the whole religious history of the Samaritan people. And about the fact that even now, they don't have a clear relationship with God. But that's what Jesus is now here to tell her about, and through her to tell the rest of her people. I began this sermon by talking about some of the ways in which John 3 and John 4 are different. But I want to conclude this sermon by talking about the one way, the one overwhelming similarity that exists between these two stories. And that similarity is this, that all three of the characters in these stories are thirsty. Nicodemus and the woman at the well and Jesus are all thirsty. Why did Nicodemus go to Jesus? Nicodemus was not able to articulate why he was there. But Jesus knew that he was there because he was a human being and that he was thirsty. That he was thirsty for something from God to fill some emptiness, some need in his life that he could not articulate. And the woman at the well was thirsty. When Jesus said, "If you knew what it is that God offers, you would ask me for it, and I would give you living water that would never run dry so that you would never be thirsty again." And she says, "Sir, give me that water so that I won't have to keep coming to this well with my heavy stone jar twice a day and fill it up and carry it on my head back to my home." Back-breaking work that women of the villages of the Middle East had to go through just to provide water for their homes. She was tired out from the everyday tasks of life. She was thirsty for something to replenish her life. And in this story, Jesus also is thirsty, because Jesus is as human as any of us are. And Jesus had been walking all day with his disciples, and they came to Sychar, and he sat down by the well to rest, but he didn't have a bucket. And when this woman came, he asked her for a drink of water. But would you notice that in asking her for a drink of water, Jesus was crossing all kinds of traditional boundaries? First of all, he was asking a woman for a drink of water. In the Middle East in the first century, and in many places in the Middle East in the 21st century, A man will not speak to a woman who is not a member of his immediate family. That is considered an inappropriate intimacy. But because he was thirsty, it freed him to cross that boundary. And also, he was a Jew and she was a Samaritan, and the traditional boundary was that Jews and Samaritans did not have anything to do with each other because you would be contaminated. The clean would be contaminated by the unclean if you did that. Jews would not use the cups and bowls that Samaritans drank out. But Jesus was thirsty, and he asked a woman of a different nationality and religion for a drink of water. You know, we have lots of boundaries in life, and I'm not saying that boundaries have no place in the world. We need proper boundaries. But the thing about boundaries is this, and this is what Jesus teaches us in this story, that the boundaries that we as human beings, as societies create, cannot hold God's grace within them, and they can't keep anybody else from accessing God. God is not contained by the boundaries that we create. Jesus came up to the boundaries of gender and race and sexuality and blasted right through them. Because the living water is God's gift to everyone. And it's the mission of people like the Samaritan woman. It's our mission, along with members of reconciling congregations all across our denomination, along with members of progressive faith traditions all around the world. It's our mission to share with people the good news of God's inclusive love that crosses over every human boundary. That's the good news.